Parenting in two languages. Learning words in context. As both my husband and I work full-time and come home late, we decided to have Ellie get involved in after-school activities. A variety of choices from sports to art or music clubs are offered at our school. Ellie chose a cooking club for Mondays and hip-hop dancing for Tuesdays. Thursdays, she does ballet and taekwondo, and she recently started a Photoshop club on Fridays. As all of these clubs are taught in English, they're very helpful in expanding her vocabulary. She can also learn how some words change their meaning depending on the context, and she can acquire words that are used in specific situations. Even better, she can repeatedly associate words with certain situations, letting her literally feel those words using her five senses. The instructors and teachers in the clubs are amazing. The cooking teacher is Miss Karen, Ellie's former classroom teacher from pre-K. She teaches kids how to mix flours, chop and prepare ingredients, pour mixtures into bowls, and even how to set an oven. In my eyes, that particular teaching skill set seems so magical. Learning hip-hop goes very well with learning English, as you get to learn lyrics and pop culture. One moment that stuck with me was when Ellie's dance instructor Jay told the students to switch during warm-ups, and everyone changed from right to left, and vice versa. Ellie's ballet club is taught by Joanna, a very flexible ballet dancer who showed the kids how to do poses by actually performing them, raising her leg next to her head or stretching her foot above the head, so students can connect the explanation with the pose. And all the kids can leverage this experience in learning English as well. Master Ri, Ellie's taekwondo teacher, is obviously a very strong man, but also has a great sense of humor. Kids learn taekwondo, they learn manners, they have fun, and they even get to learn English too. Lastly, in the Photoshop club, Ellie's learning technical terms like layering, cropping, and sharpening, and the names of the software tools. You use the computer as you hear and see the words, and creating images in Photoshop helps you visualize the language. All the menus of the application are in English too. This is another perfect club to learn English using context and senses. Learning English in this way isn't just for kids at after-school classes. You can do it too. Make a plan to see a YouTube clip each day. Cooking on Mondays, dancing on Tuesdays, soccer on Wednesdays, and so on. That way, you get to use your five senses to learn new words or phrases in context. If you keep at it, those words will stay with you.